you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined with critics Christy Lemire and Andy Klein. First up is the Neil Berger-directed The Marsh King's Daughter, starring Daisy Ridley and Ben Mendelsohn. Andy?
I thought this was really suspenseful. Daisy Ridley is a woman who was raised by a crazy father in the woods, and he's been sent to prison, but she still loves him, and he escapes from prison, and her entire new life is being threatened by him. I was on the edge of my seat.
The Marsh King's Daughter is rated R in wide release. Four Daughters combines reenactment with actors with two actual daughters who were all involved in a tragic family incident going back to 2015. Christy?
This is fascinating in its structure and just so compelling emotionally, as it takes what happens with this family in Tunisia and then it has actors portraying two of the daughters who ran off with ISIS. Sometimes you have the real-life mom sitting next to the actress playing her. And within that theatrical artificial structure, so much powerful emotional truth comes through. This is going to be one of the best movies of the year.
Four Daughters is at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. Rustin is a biographical drama about Bayard Rustin, who was a civil rights leader, organizer of the 63 March on Washington, and a gay man who suffered discrimination as a result. Andy?
I thought this was a really good biopic, and it's all about organizing the 63 March, where King gives his speech. Coleman Domingo is terrific as Rustin. Much of the supporting cast is great. Jeffrey Wright, CCH Pounder. Chris Rock is cast as a civil rights leader. That's kind of distracting. But this thing whips right by.
All right. The film is Rustin. It's in select theaters before making its way to Netflix in 2 weeks. It's rated PG-13. George C. Wolfe is the director. And finally, the romantic comedy What Happens Later, which stars Meg Ryan and David Duchovny. Ryan also directs the film and co-wrote it with Stephen Dietz, the playwright, who adapted his own work. Christy?
This is very intentionally a throwback to the kind of 90s rom-coms that Meg Ryan made her name on. It is really sweet and comforting and nice. Meg Ryan and David Duchovny play college lovers who reconnect at a regional airport during a snowstorm, and they're stuck there overnight, and they rehash through all of their regrets and their fun times together. These two are such pros that they find really creative avenues into dialogue that might have been clunky otherwise.
What Happens Later is rated R. It's in select theaters. For our Film Week critics, Andy Klein and Christy Lemire, I'm Larry Mantle. You can listen to the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.